going to call the Thursday, October 21st Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. McGee, please call the roll. Or Mr. Sumlin.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Commissioner Romeis?
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Excused.
And Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Given the quorum situation, I will be voting tonight as a member. Please rise and join us in pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, everybody's at their places with bright, shiny faces. Item 2A, in your packet, there are minutes from the meeting of August the 7th. Is there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, is there a motion to
move to approve?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, these are not public hearings. Item A, report recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee pertaining to quarry monitoring and the terms and provisions of PDD number 23. A couple of meetings ago, actually Alderman Wilhelm asked me to put this on the agenda, but we did receive a report, what is now going to be biannual, from Payne and Dolan regarding their operations. This Plan Commission has not received, had not reviewed or the recommendations of the Quarry Monitoring Committee. So that is the purpose of this evening. So with that, Mr. Deal.
Thank you. A very brief summary. The Quarry Monitoring Committee was created back in 2012 to review anything related in any way, shape, or form with monitoring the quarry. One of their first assignments to themselves was to review the PDD itself, to become familiar with it in general and with quarry-related items in particular. Through that review, they determined that they were seeing some things that they wished to see changed, certain things that they wanted to see completed or implemented that were recommended in the, or required in the PDD. And through that effort, prepared the document that's in front of you tonight. They had previously given it to the Plan Commission back in March, but there's a number of new members, as the mayor had mentioned. At that time, back in March, the Plan Commission had only acted on one item that was related to this document, which was a letter from the DNR asking the city to update our ordinance for reclamation of the mine. And through that letter, identified a couple things in particular they wanted us to do, make comparable changes in the PDD, merge the two PDDs into one, the two permits for the mine operators into one, now that Payne and Dolan is the sole operator out there. And at that time, neither the committee nor staff had really looked into the matter, so the Plan Commission made a motion recommending that staff work with the DNR on this issue. That was the only action the Plan Commission took at that time, even though there were 19 recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Staff has subsequently met with the DNR. Alderman Wilhelm was at that meeting, and we had all agreed at that level that that was the right thing to do, that we should update our ordinance. And it's actually to meet some state requirements. And at that time, staff had indicated and hoped that we would be able to have a draft prepared in July of this year. Jesse was going to take the lead on it. He's been very, very busy. He hasn't been able to do that yet. So recently we told the DNR that we hope to do it as soon as we can, but we weren't going to be able to do it in July. Also, since that report in March to the Plan Commission, Payne and Dolan has completed two of the tasks that were associated with two of those recommendations. One of which was to give that biannual report to the Plan Commission. That's been completed, and they've indicated that they'd be willing to do that on a regular basis now. The other thing they did was there were some aerial photographs that are required of the quarry every year, and we hadn't gotten aerials for every year. Now we do. Yes, sir.
Let the record reflect Commissioner Haley is in his seat at 706. Thank you, John.
So then, those were the two actions related to the recommendations in this report that have now been completed, so that there's actually 16 remaining. Two of the recommendations were related to this annual reporting, so that's been completed. So there's 16 recommendations remaining from this report from the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Staff is recommending that these recommendations be forwarded to the Common Council, as they would have the final decision if they want to make any changes at all. The PDD does state that if the council wants to make changes to the PDD, the Plan Commission should have an opportunity to review and comment on those changes as well. So that's another reason why it's appropriate and this matter is in front of you. As I mentioned, staff's just recommending that we forward this to the Common Council for their consideration.
Commissioner's overall comment? Mr. Commissioner, City Engineer.
Just to say, it's recognized a lot of work went into this this review. A lot of different subject matter, a lot of different areas, but I'm just wondering if, even in our review as plan commissioners, but then sending on the council, how much can really be done, you know, as far as insight goes and impact on some of these, you know, requests. Challenging, I guess, is my word for it. I read all over the items. Some come quickly to mind, and I think they're well thought out and are pretty direct. Others are more leading, you know, and a little more difficult to know the impact, you know, of the action required.
You're absolutely right, Mr. City Engineer, regarding the amount of work put into this. I think it's, I'm not taking a controversial position here. I think we owe it to the committee at least to go through the recommendations and maybe just either suggest go to the Common Council or accept the recommendation with some other action or inaction. So any objections to that? All right, well, let's do it one at a time. Actually, Mr. Deedle, do you want to do that?
Sure.
Because you have, well, you guys have to take the notes. So I believe the first one relates on page 5 under river area protections. River area restrictions.
And I'd just quickly mention that the format in this report from the plan committee, from the Quarry Monitoring Committee, they wanted it specifically done this way that there's comments. They pointed out what they thought were significant, interesting, important elements of the PDD. They just make a comment about it. Those are just in regular text. Those recommendations they want, as you can see, are in bold and italicized. So they were hoping that the Plan Commission would read the whole document. But yes, the most important part, of course, would be the recommendations they have. And the first one is on page 5, and it is that the committee is just noting that it is unknown if or how that 500-foot requirement still applies. And as noted above, it's 500 feet measured from the ordinary high water mark of the river, within which, if any new excavations would occur, they'd have to get all their DNR permits. It's unclear to the committee how or if that requirement still applies. It's possible that there would be no further vertical intrusions into that area. They'd just be going down deep. Horizontal intrusions into the 500. They'd probably just be going down deeper, which is the vertical. So there was a lot of discussion at the committee level. So it's not quite a recommendation that something has to be done, but it was unclear to them. They thought it might be unclear to you. And so then if somebody wanted to direct staff to investigate that matter, that probably was what they were thinking. So no direct action in that, but the common discussion was it's unclear, and if somebody wanted to find out more, they'd probably be supportive.
My suggestion
suggestion is put it on your list for us, and when we get an appropriate lull in the action, we'll do that. Any objections to that for the planning commission? Motion to table that particular right.
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, page six, I believe. By the way, I believe that all of the commissioners have read this document thoroughly, as well as the rest of the packet. So we're not skipping over the comments. We're just looking at the action items. Thank you.
The next one is on page six, and it's under the section L, which is the crushing, processing, stockpiling, and operations and facilities. Recommendation was the quarry monitoring committee recommends that noise limits such as for equipment operations should be considered. Interesting to point, either within the PDD or as a separate ordinance. Most of the discussion was about the equipment within the quarry, but it wasn't clear, would it be better for the city if it was in the PDD, or would it be better for the city if it was in the municipal code? The committee wasn't trying to answer that question, but they are recommending that this issue be reviewed, and that's what their recommendation is. The quarry representative, Clint Wenninger, is here. He's been at some of those meetings. I believe he expressed some reservations or concerns with this recommendation. It's one of the ones that I would have some comments and concerns about as well.
Have we received any noise complaints?
Blasting, yes, on a regular basis. Noise about operations in the quarries, we have received a few. The ones I recall were like after hours, and the quarry representatives had told us that there was nothing going on at those times inside the quarry.
Commissioners? I see lots of issues in this case.
There is a noise ordinance section in our municipal code that addresses noise. Time of day, as mentioned, noise levels and such. The idea of a separate city ordinance, I think, would just be even more challenging to try to determine where it fits and such. For quarry operations, I guess I'd prefer staying with within the PDD, unique as it is.
Is there a motion to table?
Well, I believe we may have taken action on this previously, but I think the Plan Commission's recommendation was to forward this to the council for their consideration, so maybe that's just one of those things that the council should take up and make a decision on. I agree with the complications of modifying existing ordinances. They are there, but yet there is a real concern. So maybe something that the council should decide on.
Well, I'm okay with that, but we should offer the council our opinion as it relates to the plan. And you're the commission. You guys tell me yes or no. Commissioner Fennis.
It would seem to me if we have a city ordinance that stipulates noise restrictions, then those restrictions should hold true for the quarry. And to make it perfectly clear, maybe a reference to that ordinance should be put in the PDD documents that makes it clear that those are the ordinance that we're expecting to be followed. Unless you want to put separate and more stringent restrictions on certain entities in the city for noise.
The issue with adding something to the PDD is it becomes a two-party agreement and would require a reopening. I'm not sure that the city would want to do that. And if there's an existing ordinance, it ought to be enforced without contract to whom?
It's the violator.
So if there's a violation of the quarry, there's a violation of the quarry, but not if it's a PDD performance agreement or not. That's the way I view it. Mr. Commissioner Haley offered that this was acted on previously. Certainly, it's my preference to go through it item by item, but we don't have to. I mean, as a politician, I would not want to go through
that. Agree. And the discussion was, I believe the reason it's back here is because we have a lot of new commissioners that weren't familiar with the previous action.
Correct.
We reviewed it, and the recommendations seemed reasonable, and we thought it's probably the council should take up and make some decisions on it. But we can go through one at a time. I'm okay with that.
Do you want to take action on each one of them, or do you want to wait until the end?
As probably the new commissioner on here and the other new commissioner, I have no problem with abiding by the actions of the future or the past plan commission. That if they moved on this and had taken an action on this, I don't have an issue with that as far as accepting what they've done in the past.
Okay.
If I may, for clarification, it was our recommendation, I believe, was we didn't take action on that. Help us out.
The only motion was in regards to the letter from the DNR. Quarry Monitoring Committee is hoping to get a clearer motion, more specific motion from the Plan Commission to be able to forward along with their recommendation to the Common Council. So there was discussion along that point, but no motion, no really clear direction except for the one motion about the DNR letter. And the Quarry Monitoring Committee was hoping for a more clear recommendation from the Plan Commission to the Council.
Thank you for that clarification.
So what is the wish of the Plan Commission?
Mayor, if I could, I could offer some advice.
Motion to suspend the rules?
Move to suspend the rules of order.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Name and address, please, for the record.
Mr. Wilhelm, 3851 West College.
Would you put now, Alderwoman, would you please use the microphone? Thank you.
It's here. I'm thinking that maybe you're missing a little bit of the information that I might be able to provide for you, and maybe you would have less questions on this. I could give you, some example on this one where I think instead of saying either in the PDD or in a separate city ordinance, it meant addressed in the ordinance itself that's separate. So it's not quite worded properly because we weren't saying make a whole new ordinance. We were saying address it separately in the existing ordinance. And so one of the things that have a problem with addressing it in the current one is the timing, because the PDD does allow them to start their operations earlier in the day, and that it would be against the current city ordinance. So you would have to make some changes to our current city ordinance, or they would be not in compliance with it. So, if you want to say that they have to meet the decibel level, and if it's carried outside of, so far a certain decibel level, but they're allowed to go within their operating hours per the PDD, that would probably be the way to address it. And one of the reasons why we said the separate type of ordinance is because over time, talking with the police chief, I've had some noise type issues that he said, well, it's been difficult for him to do things about, so maybe we might want to look at it in general for not just this issue. So we were thinking that if it was looked at in before an overall, update, that we would at that time do it. So it would be piggybacked on already looking at something. So, so I got the decibels. So that I think that was the main concern. So if you allowed me to approach the table, and when you get to these items, if you have any questions, then I can address right away that rather than going back and forth, did they mean this, do we mean this, then I can direct and answer your questions more immediately.
Objection. The noise issue is addressed in Section 183, that 38 all municipal code, been modified a number of times, including the latest in 2003. Specifically, 183-39, under definitions, it includes a definition for air blast, and it provides specific sound measurement levels, actually pretty specific, as well as vibration. And there is no time limit on this, and except for construction and tool use, the quarry operations construction. At some point, the ordinance includes motor vehicle noise as well as vibrations, and it provides for relatively specific remediation and enforcement action. So, as part of the recommendation, we certainly have the Common Council look at that. But
one of the other statements that was made is, well, we don't think we want to open up the PDD. That may be true, but if we're following what the DNR says, that would require us to, because they want us to make changes. So if you're already in there anyway, and I understand that the quarry would have to agree to the changes, we fully recognize that, and it might not be acceptable, and that the way it's written, it pretty much has to be. So, you know, they either would want to be more accommodating or felt like it would interfere with their business too much and wouldn't want to. I mean, that's pretty much what we come at.
Okay, we're still on the item on page 6 relative to, we're on page 6, yes, relative to the noise limit and proposed action by the commission. All right, next item. Page 7, recommendation on biannual reports. I don't know if we need to talk about that because we've done the first. So that's good. Page 9. Mr. Beadle.
The top one on page 9, the Quarry Monitoring Committee recommends the exact location and extraction area boundary be field located, detailed as to the location of centerline of 51st Street, and I would assume also from Drexel. There have been comments and questions from neighbors over the years about wanting to nail down that boundary, that exact boundary, to the tenth of an inch. And there are some potentially complicating factors. You know, has the center of their load changed from now to when the PDD was approved in 97? To the best of my ability, when this question first came up, when we were working on a berm expansion, just by looking at aerial photographs, I can't tell that there would be a difference of more than a few feet. I've mentioned that, but to the neighbors, even a few feet is significant. Committee has this recommendation in there, and I think it's my understanding that Payne and Dolan was going to look at this, or maybe has already done something about this, trying to measure this themselves.
I haven't provided it to the city yet, but I had a certified surveyor come out probably 3 or 4 weeks ago to take measurements off the center line of 51st Street, and also come in where the rock face is in the area in question. I'll provide that information to the city, but it varied between, I think it said that it was like 650, so it was like between 650 and a half and up to 655. I can send that information to Mr. Dino and Mr. Colbice.
Okay. Thank you. So that appears to be accomplished. I'd have huge issues with this if we were to do it. Can we measure it to the area that's have overburden removed, and at what point do you do that? Is to at the top of the extraction area where there may be some rocks that fell back. Because it's this one seemed to be, I appreciate the concern, but if you've done some survey work, we'll accept that. Any questions or issues with the town?
I have a comment that I've never in all the meetings had anybody say they want it down to a tenth of an inch. So I want to clarify that wasn't the intention. The intention was we have a legal binding document that says this is an extraction line and it's never been monitored by the city. So get it down where it is and know where it is. And I think that's as far as it goes. I think you're kind of taking someone else's word on that, although I'm not saying there's any distrust, but certainly if there is a dispute between two individual homeowners who have a property line dispute, I would go out and get my own. So I think that you know yourself, if you had an issue and your neighbor said, well, I don't care what you says, my surveyor says it's right. So you get kind of caught up there, but I think it's a right thing to know, do to know where your boundaries are. And so you have a reference point, and I don't see where there's anything wrong with that. I don't think anybody's saying, if they're out, 1 or 2 feet, we're going to impose big penalties. It's just know it, then everyone knows it, and then you can say, well, just be careful. You're getting a little close there. And that helps your residents. It helps their foundation issues with when you're getting closer and closer with your extraction. So that's, I think that was the intent.
I'll accept that intent, but given that a certified, the gentleman that did the survey for you is a licensed surveyor. He got his licensure in jeopardy if he did something wrong. I don't see the need to spend city money to go out and verify a survey. Personal opinion. Action by the commission.
I think that pending receipt of the information from the quarry people, they've got a survey presented to staff. It doesn't sound like there have been any encroachments. Let's get a copy of that and we'll know where we're at.
Okay. Committee recommends annual area prints be provided to the city.
It's a requirement in the CDD, and they've done that.
Next one, quarry monitoring recommends reclamation plan be reviewed. That's already in process by the staff. We already know it's delayed, but it's 4 years from now. So we can wait a month or two. Is that okay by the commission? Mm-hmm. We're trying to move this along a little bit. Committee recommends, we're on page 10. City staff and officials should periodically review the requirements associated with the reclamation plan. I'm all for that once we get the plan done. Any issues? Okay, good. Quarry monitoring, that is page 11. Quarry monitoring recommends the city's noise level ordinance, PD blasting limit should be reviewed in light of another. It's tough when you can't read. The quarry monitoring committee recommends the city's noise level ordinance and the PDD blasting limit should be reviewed in light of one another for possible changes. Okay. Looked at it together. So the only thing changeable here would be the noise level ordinance relative to the PDD. Mr. Deagle, have we had any violations of the PDD relative to noise that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. We get much fewer complaints about noise than we do about the blasting. And the blasting complaints, and there are two elements to a blast. There's the noise, and the complaint form specifically identifies the difference between the noise and the ground vibrations. And it's the ground vibrations that we get the vast majority of complaints about. I am not aware of any noise violations from the blasting or any other operations. We do receive some complaints, but not nearly as many as about the blast and vibrations.
Action by the commission. Okay.
It's a it's a review of the noise ordinance. So if you do that with the other one, you would be doing this at the same time.
Same as two.
Court monitoring recommends the section of the PBD pertaining to the monthly reports of the fire department be updated to clearly identify who is responsible for the receipt and review of blast records and who's to be notified in any after-hours blasting. This one I understand. I think we can fix this differently than in the PBD by putting policy together rather than play with the PBD. I think it's entirely reasonable.
If we should happen to open up the PBD to comply with the DNR, that might be one of the items that might be part of this.
Sure. Motion relative to this matter. Direct staff to discuss, clarify, and return to the Common Council with a proposed procedure.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next to page 12. Review of state laws require tarps on trucks, use of cameras to monitor dust, and signage in the court. The ordinances have been reviewed. I had a conversation with the chief a while back. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but dust and trucks are like synonymous. The court should do what's possible to minimize the dust coming out of their facility. The committee recommends use of cameras. Kind of my business. You're not going to find a camera and pick up dust unless it's a big cloud. It will pick it up on monitor before you pick it up on a camera.
I think this was an error. If you see a lot of dust coming off, like on Crossing Avenue, that it would be a cloudy day, and that would be the time to make sure that we let the roads down. So it's, and there. Commissioner Knipple did find one. Apparently, that is used for that purpose, and so we thought we'd put it in there rather than having. Maybe if we switch to no consultant monitoring, and we can buy a camera that would do the visual that we could monitor, that maybe it would be a less expensive cost, but serve the same purpose. So it was just something to consider.
What would the committee consider?
Well, you have good staff doing all the monitoring right now and all of the going back and forth with the consultant, so I would guess it would be someone city staff, except for going back and forth with the consultant, they would just be looking at the, video hazard.
Now, I'm going to say this. I don't mean to be funny or sarcastic, but would you have someone there looking at it 24 hours a day?
No.
Right, so?
You don't have the consultant going out there 24 hours a day. In fact, you don't even
so
have
then
the
you record this?
I don't know how the camera works. It's a suggestion that it's an option to pay the full price of a consultant.
Okay.
Or cutting out that price of the consultant and having something to give the works. That's pretty much all of it.
Okay. Personally, I think it's probably more valuable doing air monitoring because it picks up non-visible particulates.
Actually, we found that with the air monitoring that they can say, well, during that time of the day, there was, there comes up from Chicago, the issue with air quality, and so they say, so therefore we can't really say that that was it, and there was construction in the area, and there was, so you do this air quality monitoring because there's so many things that could affect it, it's.
So how would that be improved by installing cameras?
Well, it's more, instead of looking at particulates, you're looking at dust in the air, and when it's dusty, it's time to wet it down, and if you're monitoring that way, then that was the idea. Then instead of having someone have to go out there and pay someone to drive from wherever this consultant drives from, let someone can review the tape and say, well, during that week, we pulled the tape, and it was looking pretty dusty over there. You know, get at wetting the roads out a little more. And instead of paying a consultant to go say the same thing.
Okay. Action by the
I would suggest maybe it's worth considering when we get to item 3C, which is the consultant agreement.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Committee recommends the city work with the quarry so that signage be in place. I've been told that's done, and there's going to be a Spanish language sign directed as well. Is that what you're
Clint? Yeah, we're actually adding some more signs now that we've relocated all of the access. I shouldn't say all of it, but a vast majority has been full of our annual report at that west entrance. We're actually going to be putting up some additional signs, one actually down at the base of the ramp coming right off of the overweight scale that's down there.
Next page.
What happened to the pertinent state laws to review for herbs?
It's covered under 348.10, paragraph 2. No person shall operate a vehicle on a highway unless such vehicle is so constructed and loaded to prevent contents for dropping, sifting, leaking, or otherwise escaping therefrom. So, how does the quarry be responsible for a truck?
No, it's saying that it has to be a quarry thing. It has to be a city issue. I mean, if we have an ordinance that says that, and we have quarries, trucks that aren't owned by the quarry dropping material.
I'm not objecting to your comment.
Right.
It's in a document that relates to the quarry. So that's why I ask you, why is this an issue for the quarry?
It's in a document that's for consideration for the decision-making bodies that happened to come up during the PDD on how to do what complaints on an issue. It's not, this document isn't let's beat up the quarry. This document is to call your attention to things that we know we've gotten complaints about.
Okay.
So is that an enforcement issue then?
It's not a plan commission issue.
Is it?
A county council issue. Police department. Okay, recommendations. We're now forward to, unless I'm wrong, page 14. Biannual reporting, that's second time. Yes, sir.
Did we go over the wheel wash issue on the top
I'm sorry.
Page 13? I think that's already in place, though.
Wheel washing has been changed.
Well, as we mentioned in the annual report, with the access, there is an existing wheel wash on the west side. But it's located about probably 200 feet from the scale, and there's another 200 feet out the road, so it's very close proximity to the exit there. But on the west side, we have never had a wheel wash. But what we've done instead is we have asphalt pavement that goes all the way down from Rasson Avenue all the way down to the Ford Quarry, so it's over a half mile of paved roadway going through. We've had some changes that we did this year to help improve that process through there to help eliminate any water really crossing that road during non-rain events, obviously. What that does is it keeps water from getting up underneath on the trucks, and then the trucks travel for a while. Really a lot.
this has been in place for a while now.
We just did the pavement improvements in May in addition to adding additional scale. We have had pavement there for a while. We did some different corrections there to help change some water flows. That was making things a little more difficult in the past.
Is this the exit now that all of your traffic is going to be going to? I thought you said that in your report.
Right.
You were going to
transfer
all your traffic over to that.
95% of the quarry traffic is going out west.
Okay, with the pavement in place and with the wheel wash at the other entrance, which one is more effective?
We think the method of paving, having the water truck, and the street sweep is more effective. And that was one of the things I actually asked the consultant that was doing mine to look at after that paving was done. I don't know if they were making recommendations back to it. But that's a method we feel more effective. With the wheel wash, if you have trucks, if they got any dry dirt on, and it gets wet,
just going to say that the alderwoman notes a point of order regarding procedure where the district alderperson and chairman of the court monitoring committee is required to ask permission and have the rules suspended and your treatment of the other speaker. So I think if we're going to follow procedure, it should be applied across the board. Thank you.
Okay, the ruling on that is that because the rules are suspended, they're suspended. So, join in the party. That was good.
Name and address for the record.
That is correct.
Clint Winier, 2123, Springbrook, Florence, Washington, Wisconsin. Thank you.
Next. Okay. Not any action on the commission relative to the wheel wash issue. Okay.
Is there economic reason why the old wheel wash wouldn't continue to be used, or are you just not even coming up that direction anymore, or can't be?
Now, if we wanted to play procedure there, Alderwoman Will, I would have declared that question out of order. It was not addressed to the chair.
You said there was more questions, so I asked the question.
Just saying, we're going to play the game, let's play the game. If we're going to be okay and be friends about this, let's do that way. So, okay, Clint.
No, the wheel wash is located. It's obviously a hard home thing, but we are hauling out of the east side. We haven't done a lot since we opened up the west side. We can open it up. We are hauling out of it. It doesn't have such a small percentage of time. The reason it's hard to face the heat, and I think it's an inspector that's been throwing the dust on the road because it's every day.
Commissioner,
yeah.
City of Missouri.
Commissioner, you said that you had asked for a report on the effectiveness of the ramp method versus the wheel wash. You were able to get that or not? And if you do, we'd like to see it, I think. Yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't.
I mean, we should pursue it, I think, because I think it would be valuable to know.
Information.
I don't know if they included it in their report back to the city. When the consultant came out to inspect the quarry, I took them on basically the same tour that I've taken on Commissioner Hogan or Alderman Evans. Basically, it's pretty comprehensive for the site. And before we made those improvements, I made sure that I was going to say, we made these improvements.
I'll fix this. Mr. Dietl, please call the consultant, see if he has a recommendation or an opinion.
See how easy this is.
Okay, page 14. It's already been done. It's talked about that. No recommendations on 15. Recommendations on page 16. Plan Commission verify if the applicable performance standards of the previous zoning code still applies and determine which non-quarry operations and facilities are located partially within the PUD. That seems to be a two-part question. What is the purpose of reviewing the zoning code no longer in effect?
Well,
for the Alderwoman Willem.
Well, I'll
there's references in the PDD to the old zoning code. There are, I believe there's a couple instances that are still pertinent. That, for instance, one would be if the concrete patch, the only one that I can think of offhand, if the painted owner would want to do a concrete batch plant, they would not be able to locate it in an area that was previously zoned M3. So there are a few holdover references to the old zoning code in the PDD, and the Quarry Monitoring Committee wanted me to investigate the matter and determine, if they still apply, are there any issues, and it was more research than I was able to complete, and so then I never did complete that research.
I'll fix this one too. Put it on your list. Determine which non-quarry operations and facilities are located partially within the PDD.
Now, that one I'm not as clear about because I think I didn't agree with it. I'm not sure exactly what elements that they're saying are partially in and partially out. And so Alderman Wilhelm can correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Well, let me ask you a different question. How would they be partially out of the PDD?
I don't.
Okay.
I believe this goes back to the concerns about... the berm is outside of the PDD area, although it's still part of the quarry. And so it was, we had constituents and different people saying, we want to know if these are located within or partially within the PDD, how does that fit into the issue?
Okay, that I get. But a berm is not an operation. So
non-quarry operation and facility are located.
Berm's not a facility. Okay, any action on the commission relative to that item? All right, let's move on. Look for the blue tabs because that's where they're all. There's like 18. Committee recommends buffer strips referred to in FF6B be field located and kept on file. My question is this, to what end? Committee recommends the Planning Commission verify that all required state and federal permits for the quarry have been obtained and are up to date. I'm going to speak with the mayor here. It's not our job. It's the state and federal's problem.
Are you going to tell that when the property owner comes in and they have someone who's supposed to get a document before a project and you say, well, we didn't check on that? It's kind of like,
state and federal permits are the responsibility of state and federal government.
But if the city doesn't know if the organization has their permits, let's say a developer comes in and you say, well, we're not going to pay any attention to your state and federal permits, and then you go ahead and give them a grading permit or a soil disturbance permit because you don't want to check to see if the DNR gave them their permits, the city just overstep the state and federal law. So it doesn't hurt to find out, to know, make sure that they're in compliance. It's nice to have that in file. And regarding the recommendation for the buffer strips, to make sure they're field located, you can't verify if there's going to be any encroachments on the buffer strips because you've never kept track of where they're even at. So this goes just like when you have the Woodlands of Franklin where there's a conservation easement out there and you don't identify where it is, and then someone comes and encroaches on it and you go, well, we don't really know if they encroached upon it because we never set any boundaries and we never kept anything a record of where it was.
Mr. Deedle, are these buffer strips on a document somewhere?
Yes, they're on the map, the original map with the original PDD that was adopted in 1997. It's a buffer strip along the lands that are on the north side of the quarry, adjacent to all the existing development that's on Rawson Avenue. So there's buffers between those developments and the quarry. Those are shown on the original maps in the PDD.
And we're going to get from the quarry the survey. So we'll be able to determine at that point whether the quarry is within that buffer or not, correct?
If we ask
them. Let me rephrase that. Is that a correct assumption?
Different area.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good information.
And airflow interpretation appears that there are no issues or problems. But I'm assuming that the committee would want a more concrete answer than off the airflows, it looks okay.
Action by the commission. Okay. No action by the committee on that issue.
Yes, sir. Just on the state and federal permits, are you aware, as they're received, are they sent to your corporate in Waukesha, or do they give you a copy? You know, federal permits.
We have an environmental manager that comes to all of our state federal permits.
Just to suggest if they would just copy us, as they receive them. Although we don't have to, if it's as simple as just, an email or a fax, just tell your folks that as they receive them, that we would get a copy.
I'll fix that. Mr. Dietl, would you please send Mr. Winninger an email requesting that henceforth, with their cooperation, that they please forward us their permit renewals as they receive them for our file. Is that fair? Anybody have a problem with that? Let us know.
You can also just request them directly from the state federal.
Here, again, speaking as a mayor, let's quit giving our folks more stuff to do that takes away from the day-to-day activities that they already are overloaded with today. It's a matter of managing priorities. And chasing papers from the feds is something better done by someone else. I gotta say that. I'm the manager of the city. I'm not gonna have these guys chasing around papers that at the end of the day just have very little value to have. Sorry, it's my opinion. It's the word.
It is your opinion. It might not be the opinion of the constituents, but it is your opinion.
I got 35,000 constituents I have to worry about. So, okay. And if this is a big deal, I'm sorry, but there are a lot of bigger fish to fry in the city than whether permits.
It sounds like they're willing to do it. So let's.
I agree.
Do it. Let's move on.
I agree. Looks like that's it. Is there a motion to refer this to the County Council for review and action?
So moved.
Second.
Along with the recommendations previously made. Any other discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to return to the regular order of business.
I would move that we return to the normal order of business.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Might be more questions on the consultants.
Okay. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3B, quarry air monitoring report prepared by State Tech Consulting. And it's in your packet. Mr. Peele.
This copy of the report was provided to from StanTech. This was required by the contract the city has with the consultant to do this monitoring. They did 1 month of air quality monitoring. A couple references were made in an earlier discussion to this report. Essentially, they found no violations of the PDD regulations in their air quality monitoring. There were exceedances of air quality standards, which are referenced in our PDD 150. Micrograms per cubic meter, or whatever the measurement is. However, Some of those were on days that the regional air quality was already being exceeded. Yes, sir.
Page 26? 27?
Yep.
Just so everyone's going along.
Okay, sorry, Joel, thank you.
Yep. And so of all of those, only one of them stood out as it didn't appear that there was a regional air quality advisory on a day that they had one of these exceedances just once. But there wasn't anything that they could directly tie to the quarry on that particular day. So their findings were that there were no apparent violations, and their recommendation was it appears that if more monitoring was done, we'd probably get similar results. However, if the city did want to do some more monitoring of air quality, they recommended that it be done during a different time of the year, so more in the summer rather than the fall. The Quarry Monitoring Committee did review and discuss this report and had a recommendation that it be considered during the consideration of any consultant, the renewal of the monitoring by the consultant, and so that we can talk about how that relates on the next item. Staff's not recommending any action on this other than this also be forwarded to the Common Council, although I would suggest that it just be attached with discussion on the quarry monitoring contract. Let this just be attached to that.
Commissioners?
I would make a motion that we attach the quarry monitoring report prepared by Stantec to the documents being forwarded to the council for consideration.
Support for it?
Yes.
Second.
Any other discussion on that motion? See none, all those in favor to attach this to the quarry monitoring report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3C, review of professional services agreement for City of Franklin and Stantec Consulting for quarry monitoring service. Mr. Keeble.
As you may be aware, as it's stated in the materials, the contract with the consultant Stantec has been completed, although there are some final reports that they have to prepare I haven't received yet. But all their actual monitoring activities are done. The contract also had a deadline of August 13th, so that from both the work being done and the deadline, the contract is now finished and complete. However, the Quarry Monitoring Committee would like to renew that contract with some changes. And those changes, or the major changes, are identified in the staff report here. I have briefly talked to the consultant as well. They are interested in renewing a contract with the city. They are open to making whatever changes the Common Council would like. They would want to add to that, however, that they would also want to review the costs that they incurred doing this, and there's always the possibility that they might want to adjust some of those costs. But they are more than willing to work with the city and continue monitoring. And then the Quarry Monitoring Committee is recommending that such monitoring be renewed with those changes that are mentioned in here. And if you have any specific questions, we could go over them, and as well, members from the committee are here as well.
Staff recommendation?
My recommendation would be we didn't find any violations. That's not necessary to renew the monitoring. I do agree that periodically doing this is a reasonable activity. And if anything, so periodically doing this, I'm okay with. We didn't find anything now. I would say not renew it now. If anything changes, patterns of complaints, the activities the quarry does, anything changes, then that would be an appropriate time to renew the monitoring.
This contract renewal would be effective for a year, like the old, was the old one effective? I know they only monitored for 1 month, correct?
For air quality. The other monitoring was for a whole year, throughout the year.
And then they did this one report?
For air quality, yes, just the one report.
But we have nothing for the rest of the year, the other monitoring that was done in terms of a report. Is that what they're referencing, the comprehensive year-end summary?
Yes.
So that report would include all the other monitoring activities that they're being paid to do?
Correct. What they do right now, they put informal reports online that I have access to. So there are written documents. Every time they do anything, there's a written document about it. They visit the site. They do some blast monitoring. They prepare a written report, a staff informal report, and they put it online, and I have access to that.
And those reports do not include compilation and review of the quarry-related complaints?
No.
They don't include the additional weather-related data that they're referring to here?
They did in the air quality report. And so the consultant did include that in the air quality report, the one-month report they did. The committee is asking that that air quality monitoring as a standalone item not be renewed, that similar activities similar to air quality monitoring be folded into the site visits. So they would do an expanded on-site monitoring. So there's three elements to the contract as that we had this year. One was blast monitoring, one was air quality monitoring, which was just once for a month, and then on-site visits. The committee is recommending that the funding that was used for the one-month report for air quality be shifted half of that, approximately half of that for more blast monitoring, the other half of that money be shifted towards the site visits, and those site visits have enhanced visual observations for dust and other issues like that.
So the scope of the agreement is totally changed?
Significant changes, yes.
So this document that's included in the package here is the old?
Correct. Just to give the Planning Commission an idea of where that contract was and what kind of changes, so you can sort of picture what kind of changes the committee is suggesting and recommending.
Does the committee get access to the informal reports?
I have printed off examples of them and showed them to the committee on a regular basis. No, I haven't gotten an answer yet from the consultant's response. I wanted to verify that it was okay to release that to anybody else. It hadn't come up before, so I wanted to ask the consultant if they had a problem, and I haven't heard an answer yet.
I wondered if there's value for this old data.
And another part of it, too, is part of it was my decision. I wanted to keep that monitoring truly random, that even I didn't want to know exactly when they were doing that monitoring, so that there would be no way for me to mistakenly let somebody know what was happening, and so then the findings would somehow be tainted because the quarry would change their activities or something. So, but after the fact, my guess would be it is available to anybody who would want it, but I want to verify that with the consultant.
The agenda item says review of the professional services agreement. What we have in front of us is one that's now 7 days expired.
Correct. And the consultant indicated that's not a problem for them. They want to be flexible. So if we wanted to have the same terms and standards before, just because it expired, other than checking the costs, that they want to charge, they have no problem that it expired.
Is there a recommendation from the commission? The proposed leave it as is, discontinue it, or somewhere in between?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, a part of me would like to go take a look at the air quality at a peak time. You know, if we could name a time, how much lead time would they need as we're seeing a summer unfold, you know, and we're into an extremely dry period, the most likely period, you know, run that. But you're saying you actually shifted away from air quality, saying that the close October through early November or something is conclusive enough for a year-round assessment, or is that what they said?
The Quarry Monitoring Committee, as Alderman Wilhelm had mentioned, the monitoring that was conducted doesn't do a really good job of determining where a contaminant is coming from. It just determines the amount of contamination in the air.
Is that the 2.5 in the ambient condition?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so the Quarry Monitoring Committee was feeling that visual observations when the quarry is active would be more useful.
And verify. But if we're not finding anything, maybe trust and verify less. Comments? Actions? Commissioner Finnis?
Yeah, I have a, you know, without knowing the scope of what the agreement actually is, because it's different than this document here. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what the proposal as far as the work being done, other than that we're going to stop the air quality monitoring or the 1 month period. Everything else is going to basically stay the same.
More blast monitoring with half that money that was saved, and the other half of that money would go towards more enhanced visual observations.
So site visits once, well, how often do they visit there now? Once a month or?
They're 11. It's in the contract. I don't remember exactly the exact number. 28. I just got lucky in terms of 28 site visits. With additional money, they would be able to do more than 28 site visits. Exactly how many, I wouldn't be able to tell for sure, because we're asking them to do some more work when they're out there. That would change the dollar amount. But clearly, it would be more than 28 visits that we had this year.
It sounds like either way we're going to be requesting a new proposal from the consultants.
If the council agrees.
Going back to the previous issue of the camera, maybe it's worthy of asking the consultants if they're aware of a webcam or some type of situation that might provide 24/7 ability to monitor, not necessarily doing it, but maybe there's a cost-effective way to pick up on some of this, and I guess we won't know unless we ask them about their knowledge on that.
I had. The committee had asked me to do that. I asked both the other consultant that we'd used temporarily as well as this one. Neither one were aware of any, but they qualified that by saying they had never used any such camera or monitor. Doesn't mean that there isn't any out there. And as Alderwoman Wilhelm mentioned, one of the committee members did find something online.
We don't have or know of, you had stated that it's going to be more money to get this contract renewed, correct?
They didn't guarantee that. They just wanted them to put that possibility out there, that they were going to reevaluate how much it cost them to do this and, if necessary, increase the prices.
Well, are we going to find that out before we...
Yes. The committee is not asking for a blind approval. The committee is only asking for support. A draft of a contract would have to be prepared and then approved by all the, reviewed by all the appropriate agencies. The committee will want to see that draft contract and give a recommendation to the council. I would suggest that the Plan Commission also look at that draft contract and give a recommendation, and then the draft come back to the council along with these recommendations for their final decision.
Who negotiated this current contract?
A committee. The council created an ad hoc committee. We picked, we did RFP for consultants, had four consultants apply for this. One pulled out at the last minute, they changed their mind. So then we narrowed it down, the committee, the ad hoc committee, and I was one of the members. We narrowed it down to three, narrowed the three down to one, and brought that recommendation to the Common Council. The Quarry Monitoring Committee saw some of that as well. and then the Common Council concurred with the ad hoc committee's recommendation, and this is the contract that we have.
Mr. Roman.
Yeah, just and we were pleased with their performance, the responsiveness to reporting, all the criteria that we used to say, yes, they performed and met or exceeded.
Yeah. And to be honest, you know, there was no major hiccups, so that's a good test. If there's some kind of major hiccup in how well they respond to that, there really weren't any major ones. The most significant thing I could say is that when it came time to find a private property to put that air quality monitor on, they did some of the legwork that I envisioned I was going to have to do. And when it came time to, at one point, the battery on our seismograph died, just ran out of juice, and they just automatically got one of their own and replaced it right away, and so didn't hold up anything. So those two small things showed, I think, that they did a good job.
Commissioner Hayes.
So then might it be a reasonable suggestion that the mayor directs staff to request the revised proposal from them, and they could even potentially look at this alternative of shifting the air quality monitoring? Get that as an alternate for consideration by the council and the various committees?
I don't have an issue with doing that. My only question is we need to clarify the scope and the intent of the contract, and if we just refer to staff, then they don't have any direction in which to act. And they need to take the recommendation of what the Quarry Monitoring Committee wants, because frankly, that's their title and their job. So.
Okay, and if I'm understanding, there's no suggestion to change that would be a revised proposal for the same scope of work as they've done previously, checking on cost to see whether the price will go down or up. And you could propose an alternate that said, what if we shifted the air quality piece to 50-50 on blast monitoring?
Could, although my recommendation was we first go to the council, see if the council's on board with renewing a contract, and then do that.
Looking at this agreement that they've used in the past here, they tend to have a menu sheet of picking services and events and how many times, and they have associated pricing. So it probably would be, you know, once we determine what monitoring events and how many of them a year we want to occur, we probably could summarize a pretty good value for what their amount would be, considering an escalation of a certain point from year to year. The only questionable things are these additional items that are listed by the monitoring committee as being wanting to add to the agreement. And one of them that I guess concerns me a little bit was the purchase of air quality monitoring equipment. I mean, that's a service that these people can provide.
Although, as Alderwoman Wilhelm mentioned, there was some discussion at the committee too, that in case there wasn't any monitoring, you know, there would still be this recommendation brought forward from the committee to the council about purchasing something. So in the committee's mind, it'd become more important to have that conversation with the council. If we're not going to have a consultant monitor, it becomes more important to have a conversation about should we have our own air quality monitor. So they would hope that that opportunity is there at the council.
I'm just wondering if maybe this going back to the monitoring committee for their recommendation as to what events and how many should occur each year off of this menu.
And I have invited the consultants both to the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting last week and to this meeting today, and they never show. So if I had any complaints, that would be my complaint. They were invited to both these committees, and he did email me and say he wasn't going to be able to make the Quarry Monitoring. I never heard back about today's meeting. So they could have been here to answer some of those questions. I'm hoping that they would be at the Common Council meeting.
Let me just offer a motion to refer this to the Common Council without recommendation.
I will second.
I'm not making it. Somebody else. Chair.
I'm making it.
All right. Is there support for that?
Speak up, folks.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to just do this arbitrarily. You're going to yell at me, but you'll have to yell at yourself. Alderwoman Willem.
I just want to say that with the amount of site visits, which is 28 in a year, that's not very many site visits, so you're not really getting a very good, accurate opinion of what's going on. So have they gone out there 365 days of the year, though, times when the air quality was exceeded, you might see a lot more of those. Same thing with the blasting. So we thought, since there is not a whole lot of usefulness to data that we can't really provide without analyzing the particles, that why not increase the site visits to any amount, as much more than 28 in a year, and also the blasting, which is, what's the blasting time, how many times they go out?
Well, blasting consistent, though. I mean,
seven.
24/7.
So seven times, so you're getting such a small sample about what's really happening out there that we think any amount of increasing site visits and blasting visits would be to the advantage of the residents that have the complaints. So we don't have any suggestions on, let's up it so it's more cost. It's just, let's increase it to the same equal value. Let's not go over that, but let's at least just shift it to where it might be more helpful.
I have a question for you, if you will. You mentioned seven blast monitors. That's seven on site when a blast happens, in addition to the permanent seismographs that are located in three or five, something like that. Is that correct?
7 weeks.
I'm just trying to
understand. So our consultant did a whole week, seven times, seven different times, randomly chosen during the active quarry monitoring or quarry activities. So they did a whole week from Monday to Saturday. They monitored all week, and then they did that seven times.
But when you say they monitored, what did they do? Did they go and stand there and watch it?
They had our sites.
Trying to understand what you're talking about.
They have a couple sites and they move them around.
So they move our seismograph around. But for that 7 days, they leave it in one location.
And they do that seven times throughout a year and for 1 week. So one, seven times in 1 week throughout the whole year. So they may put this monitoring not even knowing where they're exactly blasting at. So you could have a whole week where the monitoring equipment is not even sitting anywhere near the blast is going. So,
I think I got it.
Anything increasing that is going to get your chances of, a little bit more monitoring. That's all.
Thank you. Item 3D, vision goals for a mountain type of residential. I did get a call this morning from Alderwoman Mayer, who asked us to lay this over again so that she could participate in the conversation.
Motion to lay over.
Second.
Any discussion of that? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, any opposed? Motion carries. Which brings us to the infamous item four. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Kristen.